Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Explode of Your Expert to Authority show. I was getting confused. I was saying Explode Your Expert Business. That was the old name. So the Expert to Authority show. Today, I'm here with the one and only Jane McClelland, and she was the winner of the GDEX Influencer Award 2022 and also the GDEX Social Impact Award 2022. And you will see why, because the work that she's doing in the cancer space and the impact that she's having on hundreds of thousands of people is incredible. So you'll definitely hear from her about where it all started, where she's heading, and things that you can learn about that can help you increase your influence and also impact. Jane, welcome. It's good to see you here.
Thanks, Manny. So nice to be on your show.
So, GDEX Influencer and Social Impact Award. Before we get started, I would love to know from you, because you're not new to winning awards, right? No. You've won GDEX awards, you've won a lot of other awards. When you win an award, what does that mean to you?
It's amazing because it can help promote my business to people who maybe don't know about me. So I'm always thrilled because I never really know the impact that I have when I go out there, when I put on, when I talk on podcasts, when I talk about the work that I do. I don't fully get the impact that it has. It's removed from me. I don't really see it. I know there are people who talk about my work, and actually a lot of what happens with me is that it's word of mouth. And it's people talking about me on social media. It's people talking in groups and with cancer, which is where my specialty. There are lots of little hubs, little groups everywhere. And I think that's, in a way, it's helped promote me because they all talk about it independently about what I say. So they can talk about me in a negative way. They can talk about me in a positive way. But it seems that the positive far outweighs the little rumbles of negative. So that's really good. And I'm really pleased that an award kind of brings it to the forefront that I am getting out there. My message is being heard. I talk to people and they go, oh yeah, no, I've heard about you. And oh, it's always a surprise to me. So like one of my neighbors said she was looking around a house in the outbacks of Australia. She said, Jane, your book was on the shelf. I'm getting everywhere, which is terrific. You know, the book has now been translated into 12 languages. That is a major result, because when I first started, I still don't have a UK publisher. I wasted an entire year trolling around trying to get a UK publisher to publish my book. And they looked at it and they said, no, your work is, you're not a doctor. We love your story. We'll just publish your story. And I thought, no, that is not, I've gone to so much research to look into why I ended up doing what I did and how it worked and how this could help so many other people. If they just want my story, that is not bringing out the message that people want to hear. They want to understand how cancer works, how it's driven, how you can starve particular feeding lines. And it's not just about starving sugar, which is what kind of everybody thinks. And they look at the title of my book and think, oh, it's just going to be about diet. And it's a bit of a shock, I think, to people when they open it up and start reading that there's an awful lot more in there. And it is a complex subject, but I hopefully have made it a little bit simpler for people to understand. But, it's been a heck of a journey, but the impact that I have, I don't fully understand. So the award is very much gratefully appreciated, because I suddenly realized that I am getting out there. The word is being heard. And this new approach to tackling cancer, which is not alternative. This is something that should run alongside conventional treatment. And that's what people need to understand. I'm not some wacky alternative person here. What I do is different, but it isn't that bizarre. It's not, when you look at the underlying mechanisms and what actually drives the cancer, it makes scientific sense what I do. So,
I would love definitely to explore, because you literally are impacting hundreds of thousands of people, with your work. From people read your book, they bought your online courses, they're part of your Facebook groups or your email list or newsletter, or they've seen you speak at a conference. So you're having an impact that very few people in the world actually can say that they have in any given field. And that's not to take for granted. And what I would love to understand, for everyone to understand, because of course we've been working together for a while, so I know your story, but how did it all started for you? Where was the starting point, the moment that you said, you know, I gotta get this out there?
Yeah, well, okay, so my health history starts way back in 94 when I had cancer for the first time. It then spread to my lungs, and then I ended up with it getting into my bone marrow because of the huge doses of chemotherapy and radiotherapy that I had. And that was, it was a massive hit on my body, and nobody expected me to survive. I had a very, very low chance of surviving 5 years, no chance of surviving 10 years. I think it was something like 2% survival for 5 years, and no chance of surviving 10 years. And here I am, you know, quite a few decades later. So I've done well. But, you know, initially I was wrapped up in my own journey. I couldn't devote my time to other people because my headspace was too full of looking after myself. I needed enough space between my journey to then think about how I can effectively help other people. And initially my thought was, write a book. I had to write my story. I had to write down the, try and simplify the complexity of science in a way that people might be able to cotton onto. And initially when people come to my book, they are a little confused to start with, particularly if you have chemo and you're thrown into the cancer world, you know nothing about it. But gradually, as you follow me and you know, you hear what I'm saying, it starts to make more sense. It's not that complicated, really. I say that, but it isn't that complicated, really. Cancer just feeds on fat, glucose, and protein. So you kind of need to shut down particular pathways to stop all three. And that's the basis of what I came out with my MetroMap. So that was, I needed to portray that message to people. I needed to get it out onto social media. And thank God for the internet, and thank God for social media. I mean, otherwise, nobody would still know about this. I might have got a book out there, but I didn't have a publisher, so I've had to do all my own PR and promotion. And I don't really, you know, to start with, I kept my head very low under the parapet. I thought, oh God, I'm going to be attacked by conventional doctors. Everybody's going to come at me. I was, even though it's not, you know, that is, when you look at it and you understand it, you know what it's about. But and I still do get attacks by, interestingly, by doctors who haven't actually read my book. They just look at the title and make assumptions about what my book is about. So that I do get some negative criticism out there. But once people have actually read my book, they realize it's much more in depth than they thought. And you know, the whole social media thing has been, thank God, an enormous way to promote what I do, and amazing.
What I'm thinking here right now is that without a publisher, doing all the work yourself, writing a book, doing all the research, publishing, marketing, there are, and if you think about the amount of books that are written in any field, but let's take your field in cancer.
Yeah.
There are millions of books that have been written, there are millions of books that have been published, and very few, though, they have this kind of virality, because your book was embraced by hundreds of thousands of people. So what do you think that made that possible, instead of being a book that, you know, only the people that you know or your immediate circle would read, instead of having just this explosion? What do you think that made that possible?
I already had a Facebook following, so I had discovered the Care Oncology Clinic, who were doing a cocktail of drugs. These are old drugs that are not used for cancer, but they're used for other conditions like metformin, for diabetes, statins for cholesterol, mebendazole, which is an anti-worming pill, doxycycline, which is an antibiotic. I use dipyridamole, which is an antiplatelet drug. There are lots of old drugs that do very well to actually help stop cancer when they're used in the right cocktail. And I had launched my Facebook group, long name, Jane McClelland Off-Label Drugs for Cancer, but I had got some traction. I didn't have that many people on the site at the time, but with that kind of launched it to begin with. And then it was word of mouth. People read it and they thought, nobody has done this before. Nobody has actually written their story and then come out with why it worked and why it might work for you. Mm-hmm. And it was a different approach. And I think my story was compelling, given the very tricky route that I had to take to get to be where I am today. So I think the story was important, but the actual metabolic cocktail is really what people who have cancer, I mean, you've got the inspirational bit of me going through the journey, and then you've got the science behind it as well. So it's a marriage of the two, which hadn't really been done before.
And I think that that's a very powerful combination, because in particular, someone who is going through such a journey, they need inspiration. If you don't see that there is a sense of possibility, the game is already over. Yeah. And that's, I think, the fact that you went through it, that you're not just like a doctor that doesn't have a practical experience. Of course, they've studied for it, but they don't have a practical experience of what it's like to go through certain treatment, what it feels like, what it's like to not understanding what people are talking about. And the fact that you had to do all that research, and the marriage between your inspirational story and also the methodology and the solution that you provide and the effectiveness of it, that's definitely has been a big part in the virality of the book and how well that has been embraced. Mm-hmm. So the question I have for you is that other people that they want to reach a certain level of influence in their field, from your experience, if someone says, one day I want to be the Jane McClelland on my field, what piece of advice would you have for them based on your own experience?
Be so good they can't ignore you. So you have to be top of your, you have to know things. You have to have that deep level of knowledge of whatever it is you're trying to talk about. So you have to have that sense of being sure about what you're speaking about. It can't be something you can be a little bit unsure about. You really have to know your stuff. And I have done, you know, the amount of research, even today, I've read about 5 medical papers. And I do that pretty much every day. I wake up, before I even get out of bed, I've probably read about 3, you know. So that's the start of my day. So just every day, I like to keep on top of what's going on, what's happening in the world. And I think the even if you're not that, and I'm not that confident, and I've never been able, you know, I hate doing things like this. I really don't like it. So, but it's making me do it and actually having the confidence to do it. And the more I do it, the easier it gets. So, you know, you push me into doing stuff, and I thank you for that, so many, because I definitely needed pushing.
Just a little push in the back, just a little one.
Yeah. But no, it's important to really be sure that you know what you're talking about. So people can't, if you talk about stuff and people can criticize you, and then they look at you and they look into what you've said and they realize that actually it makes some sense. So, you know, you can't, you have got to be as, try and strive to be as good as you can be. I'm still striving to be as good as I can be, but I'm constantly on a mission to try and provide tools for the cancer patients so that they're not just relying on what the conventional doctors are saying. I'm giving them all the bits that come in around the side as well. So there are many things from a functional medicine point of view, for understanding the root cause, through to what could actually be a really effective treatment on top of what they're having already. So that there are many different layers to it. I mean, it's you know, I could, yeah, it's a complex area, so I'm never really short of something to say. And there's so many different cancers, and they all respond. They need a more personalized treatment as well. And this is something I'm working towards, is making more protocols specific for each cancer. So that's the next level is to provide people with, because at the moment they do their own research. I give them the tools to go away, research and understand, and to get the help from various different areas, whatever that is, a doctor or functional medicine practitioner, or, you know, just somebody who's actually going to help in their journey and stabilize where they are. And then moving on from that, I've got some other plans.
Well, I know the plans, which you're going to go into the plans later on. Mm-hmm. And the one that you want to disclose, of course, there are plans that you might be able to disclose, and others you might not want to. But the what I love about your answer here is a reflection of your attitude. And a lot of people, when thinking about, I want to be more influential, they think about sales strategies, marketing strategies. How can I be on this publication? How can I get my message out there more without really investing the time? I was like, am I the best in the field? Or am I striving to be the best in this field? Am I striving to become so good that people can't ignore me? And I think that becomes the foundation. Because then on top of that, when you're adding, you know, the PR or the speaking, now you're amplifying something that is already great, that you already have, that people can't ignore anyway. So now more people can't ignore it. While a lot of other people, they just focus so much on the PR and the appearance that people then, they ignore them because they're not so good and they cannot be ignored. So you just get ignored at scale. I love the answer that you gave in terms of the
And there's a lot of room for improvement, particularly with doing more podcasts. I should even have my own podcast. I don't have that. You know, I should be doing all sorts of different social media stuff, really. And I'm not. I could be doing a lot more. I know that. But I'm busy trying to live my life as well. I've been through a heck of a journey, and, you know, I think it's important to get that work-life balance right. So I do try and spend a good quantity of my day helping patients through their journeys, you know, just trying to guide them to the right doctors, the right treatments. And that's you know, that's what I do. But, you know, obviously it could be bigger. So I'm working on improving certain aspects of what I do to reach more people. I think it's critical that more people know about me.
From what you can share, what are some of the plans that you have for the future? And I think and the reason why I want to ask you this question is because what I love about you is that you're never content with what you already have, which I think is going to be is an important part in terms of evolution and in terms of adding more value. And you're always driven by, how can I solve more problems for people with cancer? How can I make their life easier? How can I make their understanding easier? How can I help them find what they're looking for in an easier way? And you're obsessed about that. And there's a lot of conversation that we had over the years. So what are some of the projects that you're working on at the moment?
So in the background, I'm going to be doing this advocates course. So I've already got my online course, which is quite thorough, and it teaches people the basics of the understanding. But I need to know that people have fully understood it. I need to know that they could help somebody else, that they have the right mindset to help somebody else, and also to understand how the pathways change and switch. Cancer is very flexible. It can switch from using one pathway to another. So an understanding of where things might switch to, or which pathways are more dominant for particular cancers. And I think I want to have advocates who are actually specialists in particular cancers as well, so that they can then help other people and guide them to the right treatments as well. So it's a sort of an outgrowing of what I do. I don't want to produce loads of mini-me's, but I do want to produce people who really understand and who can take the whole process of what I do to more people, and to spread the word about. There are very simple, basic things that you can do, like your diet is part of it, exercise, for example. You can get a whole load of these cancer-starving supplements on Amazon or wherever. You know, that some of these things are very accessible and very easy to do. So, you know, it's just teaching people about the basics of some of that, and how to adjust their lifestyle. you know, clear out, detox, and live healthier lives, and how to incorporate some of that with what they do with their cancer. So it's ongoing mission. So that's one thing. That's the advocates course. And I'm now planning to do some workshops up and down the UK, and I'm just going to do a few in the US as well. A bit last minute, but I'll do a few in September. So sign up for my newsletter for that one, which is on my website, howselfcancer.com. And I will let you know where I'm going to be. So they're going to be 2 or 3 hour workshops, and we'll run through the basics of what you need to understand to try and research your own cancer and get to a point where you can access the treatments that you need.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of different projects, from the advocate course to the workshops, plus others that might be revealed in the future. So there might be another interview next year.
There are several little offshoots of what I'm doing as well. So I've certainly got my work cut out for creating what I want to create, which is taking it even further. Like, I'm fed up, I'm frustrated with patients getting to a point, because starving the cancer can put the cancer on hold. It can put it into hopefully in remission. That's the aim, is to put it in fully in remission. But often cases, what you do is you just slow down the growth. That's not good enough to me. So I want to get to the point where I'm actually creating more cures, but actually getting people more into remission. I can't say cures, but I'm aiming towards getting more treatments available in the UK, because we've had a lot of changes in the UK, and accessing the right treatments is really hard. So watch this space, and I'll keep you posted. There's no definite plans yet, but it's getting more definite. So exciting.
I have one more question, because I know, you know, some people might look on the outside and say, and they see the awards, and they see the thousands of people in your online courses, they see the books that have sold, and the impact that you're making, and the case studies, and it's inspiring for everyone in any industry. In this case, whether it's the medical field or not the medical field, or the business field, or the personal growth field, what you achieved, and that's why we gave you these awards, because within GTEx there is no one that has the level of influence that you have, and also the level of social impact at scale that you were able to achieve. But outside all that glam, what are some of the most difficult things that for you personally that you have to go through in order to keep playing a bigger game?
I have fear. I have fear of doing something different, something that I've never done before. You know, I have that hesitation, and certainly with doing my online course, I had the fear that, you know, was I going to be good enough? I had a slight imposter syndrome about it. Was I actually able to predict? And of course I did. When I sat down and did it, I thought, well, I know this stuff and nobody else knows this stuff. Of course I'm, you know, and I had to put myself in the position of actually doing it. And you pushed me into doing it. You said, here's the pre-launch, put it out there, then you're going to have to launch the course. And of course it made me do it, and made me overcome my fear just by pushing me into that situation of you have to produce it. And I have, and people love it, you know, they really do. It wasn't done in a hurry, and I'm still occasionally adding things and changing things and upgrading things on it. But it was a real labor that took, well, I'm, you know, it took a solid 6 months really, yeah, to get the course. And there's over 100 videos. I mean, they're not all particularly long, but to actually get all those videos produced and to create something that was really good for the cancer patient, that they would hopefully be able to, they don't need to understand everything. That's the point. You don't need to understand what mevalonate is really, other than that it's a cholesterol pathway. But once they get the basis of what I'm talking about, it's you know, it makes it it was an online course that has done well because it's needed. And that's the thing. I only do things that are really, I mean, nobody else is doing this. Nobody else had done it. And I'm frustrated by the fact that people didn't understand it, that it was required. And, you know, I'm not doing it to make money. I'm just trying to get people to understand what the heck they're doing and try and change the oncology approach at the moment, which is just give you tons of chemo, radiotherapy, too much immunotherapy. Sometimes it works, but rarely, you know, when you've got more advanced cancer, stage four is still incurable. Immunotherapies work on only a small number of people and only for a few years before they fail. So people put all this faith in these things. But what I try and do is make those therapies that are out there already work better. And that's why I'm not maybe attacked as much as some other people out there, is that I'm trying to work alongside conventional therapy. I'm not anti-conventional therapy. I'm not saying turn your back on chemo or radio or immunotherapy. I'm saying, right, let's make those therapies work better.
And I think in all you said here about, you know, overcoming some of your fears, and everyone has them at certain points, some things that makes you feel uncomfortable, some things that you might be thinking, you know, I don't even know how the heck I'm doing this. But there is something about you that I really want people to know, which is your obsession about creating solutions. Yeah. And it comes out in what you said as well, like you want to create things that people need, yeah, that are needed. And if more people had that mindset first, like what's needed, what can I create that is really needed in my industry, in my field, yeah, in society?
Yeah, it's going to help the world. Really? The world, like, then, and even third world countries, because some of these medications that I talk about are really cheap. You know, they are pennies, whereas immunotherapies are 100,000. Massive difference, you know. It's these are treatments that can really assist people all over the world. So yeah.
So if someone wants to support you and they say, okay, actually, Jane, I believe in what you're doing, or I want to find out more, or I'm ready to support you, I'm gonna put a website here. But if you can talk about, you know, how can people find you, how they can support, how they can get involved, that will be a great, great next step. And in the meanwhile, you can see that there is the website, which is howtostartcancer.com. And if you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on the podcast, the link is in the show notes. So make sure you check it out. So how can people support you, Jane?
I think follow me and spread the word for a start. You know, come to my, you know, when I do workshops, come to my workshops, learn my online course, become an advocate for me. Do the course, which I will be producing. It'll be based on the one I've already got. You will have had to have done the online course first and got through it. And then we'll go through the some questions and things to really up your knowledge with the advocates course. And I think that'll be the next big step for me, is to get these advocates out there who can then help and assist other cancer patients. So I'm going to make it certified. I'm going to make it, you know, so it's something that you can use to maybe have potential an income from as well. So that's all useful. And, you know, lots of cancer patients don't have much money. And if they are in a position where they can then help somebody else, that's great. But sometimes you have carers who are actually there in the background. They've done a lot of the hard work. And actually the women, the wives of guys who have cancer, the wives are the ones out there doing all the work mostly. I see this most of the time. Most of my followers are women. And there's because we are the carers, if you know what I mean. But we're the ones that say, right, that's not enough. Just because you've been told you're terminal by your oncologist doesn't mean that's the end of the road. And they're the ones that go out there. They find me. They look at what I'm doing. They understand it. They do the work. And, you know, some of them have husbands who are doctors, and some of them are doctors themselves. And, you know, the whole community is growing with lots of people who are understanding more about what cancer really is. So, I mean, in order to make this a bigger mission, I do need the doctors on board. I do need it to spread, to filter up to the oncologists who, let's face it, are the worst group in terms of being entrenched in what they think. You know, they think they are gods, I'm afraid to say, a lot of them, not all of them, but they think they're untouchable and that they know more than anybody else. So anybody else coming into their field is, they don't even want to know. They just don't want to know. So I have had my work cut out in trying to break through some of those barriers. And I was thinking at one point to have some T-shirts printed up and have people go in with T-shirts or something, and then have a competition with who can actually have their T-shirt with, you know, the most difficult doctor, or in random places, and give out, you know, prizes or something for just, I don't know how to, you know, it's just, I haven't thought properly about how to grow. And it is something I need to think about probably with you, as to sort of, you know, I think the advocates course is good. You know, the other project I have going on, which I think will be massive if I can pull it off. And let's just see where it goes.
So for everyone who wants to support Jane, make sure you go into howtostarvecancer.com, at least subscribe to the newsletter, so then you can see what she's up to when she's doing her workshops. You want to be involved as an advocate, you want to check out the online course, or simply you have someone in your family that is going through cancer. This can be a great resource to help and support them, in particular, hopefully going into remission, as Jane said. This has been a great interview. So Jane, thank you very much. You're an absolute star, and I cannot wait to see you.
Without you, Smiley.
We are a good team. I think we are a really good team. And until next time, everyone, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And always remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also, remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business, or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.